All right, we did two last week. I think we did two the week before in the technique. Let's go to one. We'll do the descending line, number one. And change the time signature to 3-4. Okay, so we're gonna do number one, descending line in 3-4. So every measure will be a dotted half note. Okay? And the measure of rest will obviously be a dotted half rest. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, breath, breath, breath. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, fill, fill, fill. 1, 2, and so forth. Here we go. This will always be 8 for nothing. It's not going to be a 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. It'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, fill, fill, fill. 1, so forth, okay? A little faster, 132. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8. Down. Right. Part of that is because this space you blow open here, the aperture is going to get bigger as we get lower. So we use less air on the way up, more air on the way down. The same exercise, but we're going to bop it this time. Same exercise, bopping. C-sharp's really fuzzy though. The C-sharp was a little bit unclear. Everything else wasn't too bad. Same exercise. Now I'm gonna bring the tempo up to 180. Just like you play 180 in letter E in Ole at 180. Okay, bopping. Same exercise, bopping in 3-4. Here we go. Test your focus. 8 for nothing, same thing. Thank you. which was harder, the fast or the slow?
Slow.
You had to think about it more, you had to pay more attention. If I asked you to walk from this side of the room to that side of the room in a straight line, past Jumbo to the wall, it's a piece of cake. It's like playing your whole notes, the Remington series whole notes, half steps, piece of cake. But if you put a few chairs or a table in front of you, you had to actually navigate around something, you'd have to think about it. Last week, we were doing the Remington exercises. I didn't hear everybody pushing to the breath mark. Some slight intonation of quality issues with it. We get to like two octave flexibilities and you nail it. Because you know it's more difficult. I'm just blowing air and then I can push the valve down, then up next whole note and the next, it's a piece of cake. The flexibility to say, oh man, I got range I have to deal with now. I've got way more notes to deal with. You think about it and you play it really well. But the easy stuff sometimes goes by the board. That's where you lose your focus. It's you, it's every marching band, it's every drum corps, it's every wind ensemble, it's every, same thing. Musician has to maintain his focus, especially when we have ostinato figures like tuba and third baritone and bellavia playing the same figure over and over. It varies a little bit along the way, but for the most part, it's the same. Ostinatos over and over and over, and it's easy to just, It's like playing in, I know I told the story to a few of you when I was in junior high school and I was doing this Boston Junior Symphony, and I get busted to Boston once a week and get to play all show tunes. And when you're a trumpet player playing show tunes, it's ba-da, 1, 2, 3, 4, 35, 2, 3, 4, 30. And I had a hard time counting the rests. I get to like 10 or 12 and I'm going, oh man. I say, hey, we're out. What number are we on? And then when you finally got to play again, you'd be lucky if you played more than one measure. You know, and it's the same, you've got to maintain your focus. It happens with the young kids outside. You know, you're rehearsing outside and the bird flies by and they look at the bird and all of a sudden they lose their focus. So it's the hardest thing to maintain as a musician, especially when you have recurring rhythms that are going on all the time. Let's move on here. To